This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Let's talk about Target Circle. By the way, it's the same program that you know and you love and you use, but now with automatic deals. Here's the thing. The all-new Target Circle, it's the free and easy way to get the most deals at Target. Maybe you don't have it. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about. Well, now when you shop in-store or online, Target Circle deals will automatically be applied at checkout. It's already been awesome. Now it's awesomer, if that's a word. And when you pay with your Target Circle card, you can save an extra 5% your way every day. Visit target.com/circle or the Target app for more details. Same day delivery is subject to terms. Applies to orders over $35. For 5% discount, restrictions apply. See program rules in store or at target.com/circle card. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up.
Let's go!
Hey, welcome back to another week of shows. You could be anywhere in the world, but you're here with us, and we appreciate that. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Let's go around the room and check in with everybody up first. Eddie's oldest is 15 years old and almost grown. Too bad he'll be like 30 when he gets full access to his phone. Here it is. Eddie, everybody.
I got a question for you guys. Is this mean? Because I posted this on my social media and people were like, this is not cool. How could you do this? Well, on Easter, what we like to do is we stuff eggs, plastic eggs. We put candy in most of them. But in some of them, we put dollar bills. Well, I took a prop. You know, we had, I guess in the studio, we had $100. Yeah.
They look too real.
Oh, yeah.
They look really so real. Yeah.
So I took one from the studio one day and I said, it'd be funny to put this in an egg. And see my kid find one and get excited that it's $100, open it up, and then see it's fake. So I put it on my Instagram. People were like, that's so mean. I thought it was hilarious.
You put a fake $100.
Yeah. Because he looked at it. He was like, oh, cool. It says, in prop we trust.
What was the point of it for you?
To see their face. To be like, oh, wow, I got $100. And then like,
hilarious.
Oh, I did
so
it
was to troll your kid.
Totally.
The point was just for you to have enjoyment in trolling your kid.
Yeah, and it was awesome. So what do you think?
It is mean. I'm not saying that it's not entertaining for you, but imagine you're the kid and you find an egg and you open, there's 20, 50, 100 bucks in there.
Uh-huh.
Then you find out you don't actually get that.
Like, there's no way they thought I would put $100. Like, I would never put $100 in one of their eggs.
They don't know. Maybe they thought you had a change of heart.
No. I've been their dad their whole life.
It's mean. That's true.
They know me.
It's mean. It can also be hilarious. I just think if I were to have found something and there's all this money and then you're like, haha, just kidding. Joke's on you. It's all fake. But did you give them anything afterward or was it like,
No. I mean, I got the video. It's kind of funny.
It's mean. You guys think it's funny, but it's mean.
Lunchbox loves it.
Hilarious. It's just like fake lottery tickets. People think they hit it big and it's nothing. Get nothing.
Yeah, that's hard.
I mean, I did it to strangers, those fake lottery tickets. That's when it's bad.
Oh, man.
I'm going to go mean.
Mean.
Funny though, right? Guys,
hilarious.
It's funny to watch you guys laugh about it. I don't want that to happen to me.
Okay, we won't do it to
you. It's Eddie. It's like boss comes in and goes, hey, man.
Yes.
You're getting a raise.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
Okay, congratulations. You're getting a raise.
That's not
cool.
You call
your wife. I got a raise. And then you walk out of the room. He goes, hey, come back. Just kidding, sucka. We just wanted to see your face.
Mm-hmm.
No, since you put it that way, that's not funny.
Right?
No.
It ain't funny.
That's not cool.
All right, moving on. He finally got called out for wearing sweatpants every single day, and I'm going to bet that's what he's wearing today. Here he is. Lunchbox.
Yeah. Everybody.
Guys.
Oh, my goodness.
Here we go.
The Ultima's in trouble. You guys talked about her last week, and you jinxed her.
We didn't jinx her. You know what got her? How you treat it. And it's old.
It's a coincidence.
You don't take care of it.
Yeah, yeah. You do. Your car. You drive your car into the ground. You don't put really the effort into keeping it healthy.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
Yeah, well, I got in it 2 days ago.
Okay,
and
stop acting like you're crying.
The check engine light was on.
I figured it lived on.
No, oh, no, no, no.
Me too, actually.
So all those lights are just on. You get in, it's like Christmas every day he gets in the car.
So I started panicking, and I went to get her checked out. And guys, this is what they said.
Go ahead. The 05 Altima, she's not dead, is she?
No. Tune up, ignition coil, spark plug is all that's needed.
Not bad, huh?
Still in the two misfire, that's all you need. It's still in perfect condition. Just do your basic maintenance.
All right, thank you, man. I was just worried. I was like, because my wife's always like, we need to get rid of it. It's a piece of crap. And I said, no.
Listen, bro, it's all subjective. You know, if it's worth it to you, it's a piece of crap to her. Guess what? You're both right.
He didn't argue with it.
Yeah.
And also, that's almost enough to total it.
I mean, really?
It's like a cable and
spark car wash. Plugs, yeah.
Well, it's not worth washing it, so we're going to total it.
Wow. Yeah.
But you're back.
But the good news is just need some spark plugs and some coils, and we're going to be good to go. She'll be back on the road. So, guys, say some nice things about her. I'm just so happy. So the tears, they dried up.
So the crying was fake?
All in one segment, by the way.
Wow, interesting.
He cried at the beginning and then dried up at the end with the story he was already going to tell us.
If those acting lessons are paying off.
Are they? All right, next. She goes by, are they really paying off? Did you believe he sounded like he was really crying?
Yes, they did.
He goes by, okay. She goes by at Radio Amy on Instagram, and you never know when she'll fall for another scam. Here she is. Amy, everybody.
So I haven't talked to Eddie about this at all, and I just want to know what he was thinking, because the other day he forwarded me an email, and the subject line is, the road to Splitsville, practical tips for couples calling it quits. So then I open up the
By the way, who's doing forwards anymore?
Well, I did.
No,
this is important.
It's not like a forward thing that you send, like you pass along to all your friends. It's like he got emailed by a PR company, clearly trying to set up an interview saying, hey, you interested in this book that's coming out that's going to help people, you know, avoid drama and misery if they're getting divorced or headed to Splitsville.
Splitsville.
And
why'd you send it to her?
He didn't say anything about it. So I was like, well, does he think I want to do this interview or does he think I should get the book or I don't know.
He wants you to avoid Splitsville.
I don't want you to go through Splitsville.
Not to be miserable while you're going through Splitsville.
Look, this was easy. I saw they sent me the email. What am I going to do with that interview? I said, this is a perfect four things.
Oh, for Amy, for a podcast.
Yes, Amy, you would love to talk about this.
That's actually not. I'm not saying it's a great interview for you to do, but it isn't bad for him to think that.
Thank you. You're going through this. Okay, you can talk to him. It'd be a good episode.
Maybe you put that in the top line.
I don't have time for that. I got the email forwarded to Amy.
No, you could say, hey, this might be good for four things. Instead, I'm like, wait, is he implying I should order this book?
You got to put some context with
really?
That.
Really? I can't just do forward?
Yeah, just like, you're going to Splitsville forward. That probably is not.
Okay.
But good for you for looking out for her.
That's all I wanted to do.
But it takes five. It's the number four, space.
Four things.
Things. That's all. Push send.
Okay, right. I'll do that next time.
One of the topics covered in the book is avoiding advice from well-meaning but dangerous friends.
All of us.
You can use all that.
All of us. All right, Ray.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he likes apocalypse shows, and his desire for a bunker really grows. Bobby Bones.
Thank you very much. I mentioned in lunch's intro sweatpants, and so I was going to come on and talk about actually something that happened here on the show about that, but I have Desiree and Salinas, California, who actually had a similar question and thought that I did. Here we go.
I just wanted to know how the guys dressed when Parker McCollum showed up to the studio. If you can give us a follow-up.
It's a great question, and I'll go to Mike D for this, because Mike, I don't remember how they dressed, but I asked you just to watch and keep notes. What happened?
All the guys wore jeans.
So when Parker McCollum was here last week, they wore jeans. Actual human adult pants.
Yeah. No sweatpants.
Wow, come on, look at these guys. However, Caitlin Smith's in today. So how are the what are the guys wearing over there?
Looks like we have more jeans.
They both have on jeans?
What?
Where did your jeans come from? Lunchbox did not come in with jeans. I swear he put that on the last 10 minutes.
He did not have them.
That's great.
Maybe he now keeps jeans with him, and when he shows up to work, he looks at the calendar and he's like, oh shoot, I better go change.
Rock and roll. That's what
that
I
was like that. Magic. He had sweatpants like 30 minutes ago.
Great. As long as he's dressed like an artist, come in, I don't care.
Wow.
Yeah, he can wear a banana hammock.
Okay. Thank you.
Don't say that. He will.
And what's funny is Parker McCollum didn't even notice I was wearing jeans.
That's not the point.
I think he had sweatpants on.
No, exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But that doesn't matter. It's us putting in the effort. But look at Lunchy over there.
So dumb.
Good, Lunchy.
You doing good, Lunchy?
So
good for
annoying.
You. Okay, we're ready to start the show. Glad you guys are here.
It's a Bobby Bones show interview.
In case you didn't know,
Her name is Gray Robinson. We first met Gray when I was like, let me see if I can find somebody good just from TikTok. She came in like 3 years ago from TikTok, and she's awesome. And now, you know, she writes for Luke Combs' publishing company, and I think her music is so good, and she's on with us right now. Hey, Gray, this song, On This Piano, where'd you come up with this idea?
Well, so I had this idea about letting your emotions out on a piano. And I feel like as a songwriter and pretty much anyone who plays an instrument can probably relate, but you just kind of use an instrument to cope with certain things and hardships in life and whatever it may be. And so for me, I was like, that it needs to be a piano because I feel like it's the most powerful emotional instrument. But my first instrument is definitely guitar, but I was like, it has to be piano for the song. And so I brought it to two of my co-writers and we wrote the song.
How old were you when you first started playing piano?
So I took lessons when I was like 6 or 7, but then I stopped and then I picked up guitar when I was 9. And then now I just can play a little bit and write some stuff. But I'm not as good as I wish I was, but we're working on it.
So you grew up near Greensboro, North Carolina, is that right?
Yes, I did.
Do you ever go back home? Are they like, girl, you're making it in the country music world?
It's so funny. I actually was there yesterday for Easter. And yes, everyone's so excited and everything. So yeah, they're really supportive.
Gray writes for 50 Egg Music. Now, who owns 50 Egg Music?
Luke Combs, Jonathan Singleton, and Tally Canterbury.
And what is it like to write with, you know, three awesome people? And, you know, with Luke and Jonathan, they've both written so many number one songs.
Yeah, they're literally legends. I feel so honored to get to work with them. And they're honestly also just great people and really encouraging with what I do. Because, you know, my style is also a little bit different than theirs, but I feel like it's just the perfect combination. And yeah, so I'm really, really grateful to be there.
Gray, good to talk to you.
Yay, thank you so much. Good to talk to you too.
Bye, Gray.
Bye.
Let's go get the mail, what do you say?
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag, yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I listened to you on my way to work. I feel like you have pretty good advice. My husband and I were both married before, but my husband has his wedding band from his first marriage tattooed on his finger. Oof. While we were dating, he told me he'd get it taken care of when we got married. 2020, COVID happened. We got married in the summer of 2020 on Zoom when COVID was at its height. So I gave him a pass on the tattoo situation. It's been 3 years now. And since then, he has promised over and over that he would get it removed, but he hasn't. He says it doesn't mean anything, but it does to me. I see his ex-wife's tattoo on his finger every single day. It's too wide to be completely hidden under our wedding band. I don't feel like this is something I should have to deal with seeing daily. Should I keep pressing the issue? Should I give up? I don't know. He doesn't get how important it is to me to not see the ex's wedding band daily. Please help. Signed, married to the ex's wedding band. So this is where he messed up. He told you early on he would get it removed. That's the end. He did say that. If he had never said it and you're like, I really wanted, then that's a conversation of he needs to value your hopes and your desires, even if it's not his, because it's what you do in a marriage and you do that for him. But that's not this conversation. This conversation is him telling you he was going to do it. Just straight up, I'm going to get it fixed. And he's not doing it. So you don't even have to have the hopes and dreams conversation. It's, hey, look, you told me you were going to do this. And I know that I'm annoying or nagging or whatever you want to call it, but you told me you were doing this. Now you haven't done this. So you haven't lived up to the commitment that you gave before we got married. And yes, it does bother me. And you can go into other stuff too. Like, I just want you to take things that are important to me, even if it's not important to you, but make them important to you because it's important to me. That's secondary. He said he would do it. He's lied so far. He owes you to get that thing fixed just because he said he was going to do it. So you can get it fixed a couple ways. One, tattoo your whole finger.
Ooh, the whole thing.
The whole, you got a whole, you have a whole tattooed in ink black finger.
Oh, a sleeve.
Okay.
They on call, your finger.
Next option.
Yeah, it'd be like a glove.
Ooh, that'd be cool.
A finger. Okay, and if that doesn't work, tattoo your whole hand. Ooh, then nice. You got a full glove.
Okay, next.
Next would just be to get it removed.
Laser.
Yeah, what is that? Like, laser. What's that process? Is that hard?
Doesn't that hurt?
Yes, it hurts, but
it hurts, but less and less. It still hurts, but the people that I know that have gotten tattoos taken off and multiple and have done it through different years and stages, they're still like, yeah, it's annoying. I have to go in multiple times, but it doesn't hurt as bad as it used to. but he has to get it removed.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't give up on this.
I would agree. Mm-mm. And there are some battles you just go, I'm not going to win this one because I think it'll help me later on. But he told you he would do it. And maybe you wouldn't have gotten married if he said, I'm never going to do it. I don't know. That's probably not the case, but I don't know. But yes, he owes it to you. So you start with, you said you were going to do it. And then you just start not living up to your commitments and to him.
Oh.
And if that's an, if that's an affair, go for it.
That sounds healthy. If it's an,
you know,
tit for tat.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's maybe, how you win.
I don't know. Could she be proactive and book the appointment and be like, hey, guess what?
I booked an appointment for Friday.
For some little laser.
And I hate that she's going to have to give up something too, because the third part of this, the final episode of the trilogy, is for her to go, okay, I know you want this. I'll make sure this happens, but I want this, so please make sure this happens. I hate to have to bargain for something that he's already promised you, but he may be that hard-headed. So, number one, he made a commitment to you. He owes you that because it makes you feel extremely uncomfortable. Number two, well, he says it's not that important. Okay, but what's important to you should be important to him. Not everything, but the big thing should. So even if it's not important to him, like I said, since it's important to you, it should be important to him. Number three, what can you give him in trade? But don't offer three until you go all the way through one and two.
I mean, gosh, how would he feel? I don't know if she had been married before, and maybe it's not even a tattoo, but let's say it was a cool diamond that she really loved and she just walked around wearing it on her ring finger all the time.
I agree, but you know what he'd say? Because it didn't happen, I'd be fine with it.
Okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I'd just say that all the time. My wife. Yeah, I'd, all the time. I'd be like, I'd love to have a baby come out of me. It'd be easy. We talk about just like pregnancy and kids and people, our friends having babies, and my wife's not pregnant, but at some point, we plan to have a kid or eight.
Eight.
Well, I watch Eddie and I'm like, I can do that times two.
No, you can't.
It's a competition. I don't really want eight. I'm just like, I show him how hard it is. But it's like, yeah, I wish I could have a baby come ripping out of me. That would just
That's so dumb.
And she's like, well, you won't. You can't. You can just say that.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, absolutely.
Sure. That's why I said it.
Here we go. I'll say it again tomorrow. Yeah, he owes you. I'm gonna leave it there. He owes you. Go to town. Stay focused and do one, two, and then three at the end. All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
There's a two-year-old pit bull at a shelter named Strawberry. But Strawberry had a big lump on her head. They even nicknamed her Unicorn Dog. And nobody wanted to adopt her, so she was on the list to be euthanized.
It's a massive, it's like a knot. Mm. Like you see a boxer get punched in the head and he gets one of those big knots.
Oh, yeah.
It's like that, but times three right off the top of the head.
So the foundation that rescued her decided, you know, clean her up, did some MRIs, realized that the lump on her head was scar tissue from previous injuries.
Oh, somebody hitting her.
So Strawberry was put up on a website, and fingers crossed a family or somebody was going to come along, and a family did. They said that when they saw Strawberry on the website, something just spoke to them, and Strawberry's already home with them. They have twin kids that come home after school and cuddle up with Strawberry. She's kind of famous throughout the neighborhood. When they go on walks, people want to stop and talk to Strawberry. So.
Rub the lumps, what I would do now.
Yes.
Make her feel like the lump's awesome.
It is.
Yeah.
And so it's just a really special thing, and so just seeking out adopting dogs, because yes, it really does happen where they get put down.
It's a big lump. It's like on top of her head, but over her left eye. It's at least softball size.
Mm-hmm.
And poor dog doesn't know the difference, but it just stinks that it exists because probably somebody was hitting her. Mm. Something bad. But good thing for this family came in. That is awesome. And I love when people will adopt a pit bull because pit bulls have an unfairly bad reputation. And pit bulls are all. I love pit bulls. He was the best. So, great job for Strawberry, a.k.a. the Unicorn Dog. Great story. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. adultlife.org.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, I-N-T-U-I-T.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
It's a Bobby Bones Show interview.
In case you didn't know, she's one of my favorites. Her name's Caitlin Smith. She was raised in Minnesota. She started singing in church, playing piano at a really early age, writing songs before she was even a teenager. Before getting a record deal, she wrote a ton of big songs for other artists. You may know this big top 40 song from Meghan Trainor called Like I'm Gonna Lose You. Trisha Yearwood had the song Every Girl in This Town. She wrote this one here. We dance and we laugh till we all fall. Cassidy Pope, Wasting All These Tears. And you left me standing on the corner crying. She's such a good singer. You know, she had that song with Old Dominion, too, recently called I Can't. All the time and the whiskey I'm wasting. And she's coming in. She's walking in the studio right now. Here she is. Please welcome Caitlin Smith. Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Caitlin Smith. Caitlin, how are you?
I'm so good. How are you?
I'm really good. It's good to see you. Same. In this room. We see each other out sometimes. Yeah. And I'm always like, I'm your biggest fan. You're always like, stop being creepy. We're
no
friends.
Way.
Yeah. So Caitlin's got a whole new album that's out. And some of the songs you may already know, but you've added a bunch of songs to it as well. And yes. So you guys, it's up now. You're going to hear it perform and you're going to go, I must get that album. And I already have a streaming service, but I must go and buy the album now. And then I must get an album also, like a CD. And you're going to have like 5 versions of it. That's how good it is.
It's on vinyl too. So
really?
Yes.
Do you sign all of those? Do you sign a lot of those?
I do.
It actually sells things.
I think people like to have that like physical, I don't know, memory.
So. I have that you gifted me. It's very nice. I have a framed picture of us and then a big lyric sheet that you wrote. And it sits in my house. And it's super cool. And I guess probably just because... You wrote it with your own hand, unless you had like an assistant do it.
Nope, I did it.
She tells me now. Your songwriting is extremely honest and vulnerable. Do you ever feel at times when writing such personal songs, even if you're writing it for another artist to cut, that not that you're revealing too much, but that it could be a little too vulnerable, or maybe not even vulnerable, but you're being so specific that it may not resonate? Does that conversation ever happen in your head?
Yeah, I mean, I think all of that is running through my head, especially dancing on that line of vulnerability. And it's like, how much is overshare? How do we paint it where it feels like this is emotion that everybody has? But I think sometimes in the specificity of it, I think people can really relate to, you know, those really small moments of intimate details.
And I feel like there's a trend. And maybe now it's a little bit more than a trend of people getting extremely specific. And I like that because I don't have to match the exact thing you're saying. But I have something in my life that's a version of that.
Yeah.
Even if it's like, you know, I wore my white sneakers and my mismatched socks. And I'm like, okay, maybe I didn't do that. But I have that version as well.
Totally.
And so I really like that about how you write and kind of about how songwriting is happening now. Have you noticed an effort to be more... Yeah, we'll just say specific about certain elements when writing.
I think so. It also depends on what the topic is. And I mean, there's a line in one of the songs on this second half of the record It's a song called Alaska. And the opening line in it is, I'm terrified we'll end up like my parents, together but alone. And it's like, it's such a vulnerable, scary thing to say out loud. But I remember saying it in the writing room and being like, you know what? I'm not the only one that feels this way. I think about my grandparents. I think about like their, you know, like people have this, you know, people feel this feeling. And so, I don't know. I always try to dance in that world of like almost uncomfortable, but not too much.
Same. I wrote a line. I have IBS. I'm living with all this stress on my
stomach. Yeah. I relate.
And that, you know, and I felt like somebody else got to be living this too. Somebody's got to be understanding this. High was a song that you wrote with Miley, and it was originally on her album. So what's the rule there? Is it fair game to cut it after it's released by the artist? Do you have a conversation about that?
Yeah. Once it's released one time, anybody and their mom can record the song. And so it's like,
I guess you're right. Cause people
cover songs all the time. And so I always consider it like, okay, that artist recorded it. That's great. And then I can do the songwriter version over here. And so,
I guess it feels different because you wrote it.
Yeah.
Cause I didn't think about that. Anybody can do a cover of anything.
Yeah, totally.
But because you wrote it, it feels like it's a different version of it.
It's like the one, I don't know, when I think of the version that I released of High, and when I had written it, I heard it like the way that I produced it with big gospel choirs and like, you know, this just kind of big, massive sound. And so it was fun to hear Miley's version, and, you know, she's got like a loop in the background, and it's very, very different than I imagined it. So it was kind of fun to then take the song and make it how I heard it in my head originally.
Yeah, Lauren McKenna, you know, with a lot of the songs that she had written and other artists turned into huge songs, to hear her do that, The Bird and the Rifle, I think is what the name of the album was. Yep. Maybe a little off on a word there. But, you know, she did the same thing, and it's like, oh, that's how she actually imagines it as it was being written to perform. Yeah, I never thought about it like that, that it can just be a cover. But it's just weird that you wrote it.
It is.
It's like covering you.
It is. It's Kate covers Kate.
How did that write with Miley come together?
I wrote with my friend Jen DeSilvio, and the song then kind of got passed through different email chains, ended up in the hands of Mark Ronson, who was working with Miley on her last project. And so Mark played the song for her. She fell in love with it. She changed it up a little bit to fit her story and put it on the record. But then since then, I've gotten to get in the writing room with her, which has been such a treat.
That's cool.
She's an incredible artist and an incredible writer. So I've got a song on her most recent record called Island. And I'm just a big Miley fan. So it's so fun.
Me too. I think Miley's awesome.
She's incredible.
You have a song called Writing Songs and Raising Babies. How do you balance being a mom and an artist?
Great question. Depends on the day. Some days I feel like I've got this, and some days I'm like, I'm failing.
at what? Both?
I'm failing
one or the other?
At both. Yeah. Like, it's like, you know, and so it's a constant juggle every day of making sure that, okay, I'm doing the things that I need to check off on my list for my job, but then also when I get home, really just, you know, putting my phone down and focusing some connection time with my kids. And I bring them on the road sometimes if the tour runs are long, and that's a total circus, but it's worth it to me to have them along. So,
and I know you wrote the song I'm about to talk about here, but I didn't see you in the credits for the performance. Is there any chance that you're doing the background vocals on Every Girl in This Town with Trisha? Because it sounds just like you.
That is me.
It is you?
Yes. Wow. Which is totally crazy. She was the first concert I ever saw in my life. And so when she cut the song, it was like this crazy full circle moment. But then I remember I was like all the way pregnant in there, like singing background vocals. And I'm like, this is the craziest moment of my life. Like,
Do you sound different if you're all the way pregnant? Or is it just a wind thing?
I think it's just a wind thing. Like, we definitely had to like punch like some of the breaths. Like, it's just harder to get all the notes out. But
I saw you sing the national anthem at a Packers game.
Yes.
So walk me through that, because there's a lot of people there. It's probably cold or coldish. I don't know what the temperature was that night. And, you know, with the anthem, it's awesome to do it because you love the country, but it's like being a referee. If you do the most perfect, amazing version ever, nobody really says anything except, hey, good job. Because you're just expected to do it.
Right.
But if you mess up one little thing, one tiny thing, you're all over the internet.
You can't.
It is a yes.
You can't.
So talk to me about singing in a stadium with that many people, the national anthem, And are you just going, just don't mess this up?
I am going, don't mess this up. And the thing with the Packers game was, it was like the first show at Lambeau that season, and there was a flyover too. So I'm also thinking about, you have to get a certain time so that
you can't go
too slow. You just have to stay consistent of how you always do the pacing and don't embellish too much. And it's just a lot of practice.
Oh, man,
I don't know,
but and it's the home of, you don't even hear
crazy.
The break.
You know, yeah. What's nuts is a month later, I got to do the Thanksgiving game for the Minnesota Vikings. And that one was televised to, you know, just 25 million people. and I'm from Minnesota, so it's my home stadium. And, the most nerve-wracking thing was, like, they wait to come back from commercial, but then they silence the entire stadium first. So I'm sitting in, like, 15 seconds of dead silence where everybody he's like in the stadium's looking. I was like, I'm gonna pee my pants.
Do you have to do the thing too where it's
insane.
Like, so you're on?
Yeah, I'm literally going like, so I get the note and don't forget.
And is the anthem
like Rain Man? Like,
yeah, I feel like the anthem too is if you start and you're not starting really low because that song goes so
yes.
high that you can get lost.
Exactly.
And so you have to start. Oh, because
you have to get down there.
Or you just right. you don't have to worry about that.
I definitely worry about it. I definitely worry about starting too high because you don't want to botch the big notes, right?
And so. If you start higher, then you have to go even higher
yeah.
later on at a
and
note that's already really high.
Right,
really good. That'd be me. My ears are red. My head's about to pop.
You're really squeezing those butt cheeks.
How old were you the first time you did the anthem? Was it like a kid thing? Were you like 9,
I start.
10?
So I grew up behind a baseball field, and they always had baseball games going on, like high school and college, and I would run over there, and I would run up to the box, and I'd say, "Hey." I think I was probably 8 years old. I was like, hey, can I sing the anthem? And they're like, do you know it? And I was like, yep. And then they would just let me do it. And so that would be like my thing. And the announcer ended up being an announcer for like the Minnesota Timberwolves and like some other bigger sports. So then I started doing it.
The announcer at a baseball stadium?
The announcer at my tiny little town baseball stadium was also an announcer at like for the Timberwolves.
Wow.
So then I was like singing the anthem as like a 9 year old at Timberwolves games. So.
That's pretty cool. Our announcer was like the pastor.
at
Mountain Pine Baptist. That's it. I mean,
that's amazing.
So I saw a picture of you taking a shot with George Strait and Vince Vaughn on the Instagram. How did that all
weirdest moment of my life?
Yeah, what was that? How'd that come together?
That was so crazy. So I've had the honor of getting to share the stage with George over the last couple of years. He's really been such a champion. And so he does this residency in Vegas. And so Vince Vaughn is a big George fan. He happened to be there. And he also happened to be there to catch my set as well. And so I like ran into him like backstage. I was like, what's going on? And we talked for a minute, and then people just kind of ushered us into the shot room, and we're like, okay, we're doing a shot with George Strait.
There's a shot room. That's what I hear.
The shot area.
Shot
or whatever.
Room.
The shot room.
When you're with somebody so who's famous, and this is a struggle that I have, and you want a picture, but you don't want to ask for a picture because then it makes it all weird because then you're the picture asker and they don't treat you the same
right.
because they may have been treating you like a peer at first. What's your move to make that happen?
Oh, usually someone on my team is really good about orchestrating it. Like, oh, hey, you guys, let's get a picture of you guys. And it's way less awkward when it comes from someone else.
Yeah.
So I always be like, hey, help me get a picture with it. Like, I do the ask of someone else, so it's less weird.
That's a cool picture of you guys. And I know you're doing, with George Strait, you're playing, as his main support. Like, that's also just cool, right?
So crazy. It's so cool. I mean, he is the king. And to, like, he's just a master class in songwriting and choosing songs in an amazing career. And so being able to, like, watch the king, I'm just crying in my tequila the whole time. Like, it's pretty incredible.
The new album, High and Low, it is out right now. It's Caitlin Smith in studio with us. And you have your guitar. And so, if you feel good about playing, I would love for you to play. I always kind of feel guilty when like great singers come in and it's early in the morning.
Oh,
and I'm like, go ahead and do the thing you do great at a time that's really, really not the best for it. You feel good?
I feel great.
Okay.
I feel great.
So what song are you going to do for us here?
I would love to play a song called Lately.
Okay. This is from the new record. It is Caitlin Smith. Come on. Yeah. They should take that recording. This is what they should do. They take that recording and they quickly put in the car, they drive it up to the Smithsonian, they put it in there, they goes in the museum. Like, everybody listen to it. We talk about music. And then you put it in a couple different categories. You put it in country. You put it in soul. You put it, and then we take it to the Country Music Hall of Fame. As soon as you walk in, it needs to be playing over the top. It's just, you're just so good.
Thank you, Bobby.
You're just so good. And sometimes so it can be lost on, if you know somebody, and sometimes you don't get to see them do what they do wonderfully all the time if you see them in just general everyday circumstances. Yeah. And every time you come in, I'm like, dang, Caitlin's real good. I forgot. I just see her as like the person I really like. And then it's just so good.
Thank you.
It's just so good. I don't know what else to say.
Yeah, you can sing in the mornings, no problem.
Yeah, jeez. Yeah. So the album is called High and Low. I want you to check it out. Yeah. And then also, I want to let you guys know that Caitlin's playing all these shows, and you can go watch. And by the way, she spells her name with a Y, right?
So yes.
My wife spells it with an I. Some spell it with a K. I'm just going to spell it for you because there's a lot of ways here.
Yes.
If you go to CaitlinSmith.com or to our socials, but it's CaitlinSmith.com. There are all these dates that you're playing shows up until June, and it's really cool, like, venues for people to hear you do just that.
Yeah, I'm so excited. And with this tour, I'm doing it as a one-woman show, and so it's just me and a guitar and my piano and the stories. And so it's an intimate experience, and we started in Texas last week, and it was so fun, so it's a really special night.
I want you guys to go watch Caitlin. I want you to check out High and Low, the whole album, and then... Man, that song, it's so good. I don't even know what to say. What do I say now?
Nothing.
Nothing? Bye?
Bye.
Can't get any better?
And I find out I got nominated for an ACM, you guys.
Wait, I didn't do that category. I didn't even know who won or who was in it.
I'm in it. Wow!
Yeah!
Okay.
Hold on!
Yeah.
Yay.
That's a huge deal. So pumped.
Okay, so to our audience right now, I'm going to be honest with you. We recorded this on Friday. Right. And this is airing on Monday. And we had just finished in live. We did the ACM nominations for a lot of the categories on the show. And there were a couple that we didn't do because they wanted Amazon Music to do a few of them as well. So I'm getting text people going, who was nominated for Best New Male? I was like, I have no idea. We did the other. I just found out that Caitlin got nominated for an ACM.
Yeah!
Wow!
Awesome.
That is awesome.
I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
It's like the greatest day ever.
It's the best day ever. So happy.
Well, there you go.
Now I feel like, when you walked in earlier, we all should have been like, oh my gosh, congratulations.
Yeah, we didn't have that envelope.
It's all good, y'all.
I'm not even wearing my tux anymore. Dang. All right, Caitlin Smith, go watch her. Oh, we'll be watching for the ACMs. We're going to listen to your music. That's all. I got nothing else to say except Amazing. Holy crap. All right, Caitlin Smith, everybody. Go follow her on socials, get tickets, and listen to the album. And Caitlin, we will see you very soon.
Thank you, Bobby.
All right, Caitlin Smith, everybody.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs. And it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes. And then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. 2,000 Americans were asked, name a musician who goes by one name. Now, you want a prize for this one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Money?
See what I pull out?
Money.
$100.
Oh.
Wow. What
did you say, $100?
$100 to the winner. $100 makes you holler.
$100?
Okay, we can do a different one.
No.
Nope. If you guys want to complain.
No, no, we don't. No one said
that. That was it. That was $1.
No. You want to complain? We're going to do $1.
You did.
I did not.
No, we were nervous.
$1.
No.
It's now $1.
Oh, my gosh, guys.
You're playing for $1.
You guys just cost me $99.
You guys weren't even excited? $1.
No.
We were freaking out.
$100.
You're playing for $1.
Oh, my gosh.
Roll the dice. Person going first is number 6. 1, 2,
that's
three,
me.
4, 5, 6. That's Eddie.
That's game over.
No, not really.
Eddie, 2,000 Americans were asked, name a musician who goes by one name.
Gosh. I got Madonna.
Yep.
Show me Madonna. That's correct. Number 2 answer. Have yourself 2 points, Eddie.
Thank you. Thank you. I have Sting.
Oh, that's a good one.
Every breath you take.
That's a good one.
I never thought of that.
I mean, it
does
one. Make sense.
I never heard of that
Sting.
One.
Show me Sting.
Okay, I'm happy with it.
You're happy that you missed it.
Yep, I want to go round 2.
But why not? It doesn't matter. Amy, you're up.
Okay. Adele.
Oh, dang.
She has a last name.
What is it?
Eddie, they all have last names.
Johnson.
And I don't think it's Johnson either. show me Adele. Her name is Adele Laurie Blue Adkins.
Oh.
Close.
You're close.
Amy, you got 5 points there. What else you got?
Okay. Am I allowed to ask a question?
No. Why not? Okay. When do we ever allow questions to be asked in this?
Ask your question, I'll ask mine.
Okay. Well, I don't know his real name. I don't know. Prince?
Show me.
Wow.
That's good.
Prince. Number 3. Nice.
Oh, okay. Man. And this
Amy's
one...
got 8 points on the board.
Gosh, I know she has a last name, but nobody ever says it. Beyonce.
According to the rules that Eddie has established, if they have a last name that we know, they don't count.
Knowles. Yeah. Beyonce right. Knowles.
Show me Beyonce. Yes, what? Number 1.
So my thing's out the window.
Nothing. It doesn't say they can't own a last name. 2,000 Americans were asked, Amy. Name a musician who goes by one name.
Fine.
Amy, 9 points. What else you got?
Okay, let me think here. Not weird. You're not use that. Okay. Well, one of my favorites, Tupac.
Shakur. Sorry.
Really good.
Oh!
No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Show me Tupac. It's a good guess. I liked it. Lunchbox, end of round 1. It's you. Go ahead, buddy.
Cher.
Show me Cher. Give that guy 6 points.
Oh, wow.
All right. Might as well give me some more because that's Bono.
Mm-hmm.
He's a famous guy, isn't he?
He's a famous guy, he is.
Yes. I don't know who, I mean.
What band do you think he's in?
No, he knows this.
That's
here we go.
You too.
Bono.
Yeah.
Number 8 answer.
Oh, ding, wow, ding, 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 ding. Wow.
There are still 4 answers on the board. At number 1, Beyonce, Madonna at 2, Prince at 3, Adele at 5, Cher at 6, Bono at 8. You still have 4, 7, 9, and 10 up there. 2,000 Americans were asked, name a musician who goes by one name.
Oh, man. Can I ask a question?
Yeah, ask 3.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, yeah.
Five letters A through M?
Yeah.
Give me Eminem.
Dang, that's good.
Show me Eminem. Got it correct.
Oh, wow.
Number 4 answer.
Okay.
Lunchbox is 18 points now.
Now we're struggling.
Yeah, it's tough now.
Now we struggle. But, I mean... Ah, when you go to this, you just call him Garth.
Show me
Garth Brooks.
Show me Garth. Okay, but here we go. He's got more points than you guys, and he's in third place.
For now, he does.
So points are doubled. There are only three answers left.
Oh my
board.
God! I know one.
Seven, nine, and ten.
Oh
Eddie,
my gosh.
Should I wait for the triple round?
Do it.
Nah, just kidding. Hey Bones, give me pink.
Show Eddie pink.
Well, no, stop it! What do you mean? Beyonce Knowles.
Listen, I'm gonna say this, Eddie. And you're my best friend, but sometimes, and you're very likable all the time. You're just a positive guy. You're so fun.
Thank you.
During games, you're unlikable sometimes.
Why?
I don't know. It's just like a weird cockiness, and you're not even that good.
No, I win all the time.
No, that's my point.
Easy like, trivia, man.
And he's like, should I wait to the third round? Yeah, and then you still miss it? Like, hilarious.
Dang it. Classic movies, classic
TV shows. You're a villain in games.
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah. Go ahead, Amy.
Okay, I guess I'll go with Beyonce's husband, Jay-Z.
Jay's?
So two?
Jay-Z, that's one word.
No.
Jay-Z is not two.
Jay-Z.
Z is not a last name.
Raymundo, show me Jay-Z.
It's a hyphen.
One name, Jay-Z.
All right. Okay, nobody said syllables. You said names.
Easy, man. I mean,
yeah, you got it.
Hey, pretty lady.
Oh,
Elvis.
Oh, duh.
Elvis Presley.
Wow,
Elvis.
You're so.
He may have a last name.
If he gets Bono and Elvis, Eddie, and there's some people you love.
Elvis cannot be on here.
I mean,
why?
Because it's Elvis Presley.
You don't have to say it's Presley, though.
It could be Elvis.
On
it's like,
all
no,
his records, it's Elvis Presley.
It's not
Presley.
About that. You're missing the point.
Oh, my God. You don't understand the game.
They just ask people, and they say, name a musician who goes by one name.
Yeah, like, you know who Elvis is.
If you just
is.
Say Elvis, then people will know it's Elvis Presley. You're not going to go, well, Elvis Costello or Elvis.
Yeah, and it
just
may
buzz
be
him
wrong,
out.
But
buzz him out.
Show the boy Elvis.
I told you. Oh, man, I got this, Bones.
It's round three. The round you're waiting for, let's be honest.
Yeah.
You have to get it or you're out of the game.
Triple points.
Go ahead.
Give me. Oh, crap. This could be two words. The Weeknd.
But, oh, gosh. So, Weeknd?
Weeknd.
What?
Remember him in the Super Bowl? Weeknd.
I knew who he is.
Yeah. Give me that bell.
Eddie says, show him Weeknd.
What in the world?
No!
You got 2 points.
Oh,
and you
my
went
goodness.
First.
You went
but
first!
I'm usually the best at
that's
this.
That's the power
no,
spot.
Mm.
Amy, you got to get one. You'll take the lead, but if you don't get it right, Lunchbox wins.
I know.
Come on, Amy.
Okay, I'm trying to think of...
$1 up for grabs.
You already cost us $100, so come on. Get
I
this
didn't.
Right.
You, all your actions did.
I said $100?
No, you go like this, like...
No, like, I can't.
Like you're like, I'm disappointed.
Not too.
What? Are you kidding? You normally say, like, okay, here's...
I just pulled it out of my wallet.
I know, and it's amazing.
Yeah.
Nobody complained. I think you just realized, right. Shoot,
I pulled the wrong one out.
Hey,
yes.
Let's get that clock going.
Yeah.
All right, Amy, 2,000 Americans were asked, name a musician who goes by one name.
Mm-hmm. Let's
okay.
Do it.
We'll go back to 100.
Yeah!
No, oh no, goodness. No!
Yeah!
I'm already out.
You're already out.
Oh!
Go ahead.
Oh!
Amy, we need a... Go ahead.
Okay, Dre.
Dr. Dre.
Dre.
She said Dre.
Dre Beats. Dr. Dre.
Dre Beats.
Dre.
You're gonna...
The answer should have been Drake. The answer should have been Drake. The answer
that's what I thought
Drake.
She was saying.
Yeah.
It should have been Dre.
Yeah.
All right, show me Dre.
Yeah. Let's go.
It was Drake.
Let's go.
Drake was on there. Drake was on there.
Oh my goodness!
Wow.
Rihanna was on there.
Oh, Rihanna.
And Shakira was on there.
Oh, her hands don't lie!
And Lunchbox, oh, come over here.
Oh,
come
yeah.
over here.
Money,
bro. Oh! Let's go! Slap that green!
There you
wow.
go. Buddy.
Oh, he did it! Maybe that's real! That's real, Bulls!
I'm gonna do that light thing.
Yeah, you gotta do the highlighter. Here's a highlighter.
No, that's real! Here. I know what a honey feels
mark the
like.
Highlighter
oh,
on.
Oh, let me see.
That's what they do at the store.
Why are you guys testing the money?
Just in case, Bones. We don't know how you roll. Could be rolling dirty.
How would I roll?
That's not money.
It's not funny, is it? You know how we're doing the bit. Lunchbox is like, it's hilarious when you give somebody fake lottery tickets.
Wait, what do you mean that's not
real? That's a fake $100 bill
what do you
from
mean?
The movie prop collection. And now
United States copy money.
Oh, that's
how's that feel?
It felt too thick. It felt too thick. That's why I was like, man.
How's that feel right now? You just thought you won. And you and Eddie thought it was so funny.
Hey, now I even think it's funnier. This is great.
Michigan State troopers are investigating a road rage incident. because there were two people and they started to just get angry at each other. So they're like driving, swerving, having road rage. And then they decided to get out and just fist fight each other in the highway.
Oh my gosh.
In the middle of the highway?
The two drivers were seen fighting on the highway.
Oh boy.
Like right on the side of it. It's like when someone has a flat tire, but they're parked a little too close. And you're like, oh, like you don't want them to get hit. So you try to get in the other lane, but sometimes you're like, you can't. But they're like that close. Mm-hmm. And they're just whack, whack. And the loser gets, hopefully doesn't get knocked into the road.
Right. Yeah,
hopefully not. Oh, yeah, I mean, that's a move, that. Pushing
like
into traffic.
Like in movies, it's like they fight on a cliff.
Yeah, they're always at the edge of the cliff.
And then one of them, But both drivers engaged in repeated reckless driving behavior. The two cars then hit, then they got out, and then they just started whopping each other. And cars are driving by going, what is happening?
Yeah, I can imagine.
No arrests were made at the scene. Warrant requests will be submitted on both drivers for reckless driving. There are also assault and battery charges that will be requested. And it's just, you don't know the person, right? And it's all happening. Luckily, nobody had a gun. But then once you get out and you're like, we're going to fight. Because you couldn't really size them up in the car. And you're angry. But what if you get up and they're just way bigger than you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's possible.
And they're like a massive, muscular UFC dude. And you're like, you really felt good about it. And you're like, ah, crap. Do you just submit then and go, you know what? I was wrong. Or do you just go, like, I'm this far. Let's just fight it out.
You got to go. Pride.
Most fights, you size up before you go into it.
Like, do I have a chance?
Yeah,
at this
one you don't. They just get out of the car. It's like the Masked Singer. Pull the head off. You're like, oh, look at that. It's Toby Keith. But it's like that was who you're about to fight. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
So adult life can start with a lot of financial ups and downs, and it can seem like a lot more downs than ups at first. You know, people can make mistakes and buy things that they can't afford sometimes, and then that's where Intuit comes into play. Intuit helps you take control of your finances through products from Intuit. Products like TurboTax, Credit Karma, QuickBooks, and MailChimp. Taking finances into your own hands can help turn things around, even helping save money to rent a first apartment or a home. Intuit is the financial platform that helps everyday people prosper. So whether you're trying to manage your money or you're trying to run a business, Intuit gives you the confidence to take control of your finances so that you can live your best life. Intuit has helped 100 million people live their best financial lives. Visit Intuit.com, Intuit.com. That's Intuit.com to start living yours. Let's get into it.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So if you want to avoid getting your car broken into or even stolen, well, who better to get advice from than an actual car thief? And there's one that's giving us tips on TikTok.
How to keep your car from getting stolen from somebody who has an existing Grand Theft Auto felony on their record. Park near windows. Park somewhere that is an eye view of windows. Get a club. It's a deterrent. It keeps them away. 2009. If you have a car that was made before then, I would be very careful because you have the type of car that the person who's wanting to steal it, you know, would steal.
A club. That's the old thing.
That's old school.
Wait, they still buy those?
Yeah, and you know what? I'm gonna be honest with you. Every time I get out of the car, I'm like, hold on a second, club. put it on my steering wheel.
We did back in the day, though.
I never had a club. Did you?
Did?
I had one.
Oh, you guys did?
And my car still got stolen.
I think I would have paid more for the club than I would have my cars, though, back then, if I'm being honest. And your car got stolen when you were 16?
Nah, I was already older, but it was the Jeep.
But the club was on it?
No.
Well, if you had it, why didn't you put it on there?
No, what? No, the reason it got stolen is because I had a hitch in the front. All I did was lower the hitch and pull the car away.
So the club didn't matter, even if it was on.
Yeah, even if it was on, it didn't work.
Oh, gotcha.
Huh.
Which, also I hear Lunchbox's year, his car is more susceptible to getting stolen because he's before 2009.
Oh, technology is not as good.
Mm-hmm.
But
I don't know that.
And also don't leave your doors unlocked.
That's smart.
Don't put your laptop and all your jewelry in the front seat.
Exposed.
But we say wallet. That, but people still do that.
I know.
And there have been times where I'm like, oh, I shouldn't leave my bag there because I carry a purse, obviously, like I talk about. And I'm like, oh, I shouldn't leave my purse right there. And so even at times I forget. So then I put it in the trunk. We should all put our purses in the trunk, guys.
Yeah, of course.
Okay.
And the one that's sticking out to me is windows. Like, that's so smart because they don't want anybody to see them actually doing it. So try to park by a window.
Or in a parking lot, you want to be underneath a light if you can. And if it's daytime, think about that too, if your car's going to be there at night. All right, what else?
If you want better service at restaurants, well, get dressed up. That's all you got to do because a study found that servers are more likely to assume that you're going to be a really awesome tipper if you're a little more dressed up, and then they'll treat you better.
Is it worth it, though?
No.
It's how much time I'm spending getting dressed up, ironing my clothes, versus how much better service do I actually need?
And they shouldn't judge a book by its cover.
I hear you on that part. I don't care about that. They shouldn't, right? I can't fix culture.
Right, they really shouldn't.
But what I'm saying is, if I'm putting in 17% more effort to get dressed up nicer and only getting 6% more good service from the wait staff, it ain't worth. I'm still down.
Oh, you're probably going to get the 11%. Best table in the house, and you're probably not going to have to wait.
I'm not going to places where there's a house to get a good table. I'll be honest. Anywhere good. I like a booth, if that's okay. But I ain't really going anywhere where it's like I'll take the best table in the house.
It says guys get the bigger difference. Well-dressed men were seen as the best tipper. So Lunchbox might be on something. You get a good seat, you get treated right, and you still just tip the same.
But what's he on to? Because he doesn't dress, or he doesn't tip. He doesn't do either one of them.
Listen, I don't know. He's the most confusing person on this show. He says one thing, does the other. I can't ever figure him out.
Wear a tuxedo next time you're going to get your penne papa. What does he get?
Peanut tempeh tacos.
Wear a tuxedo.
I don't have a tuxedo, man, but I'd borrow one.
All right.
Morgan Wallen and Taylor Swift themed promposals are super big this year. Google Trends say that they are the top two promposal ideas that kids have been Googling and looking up, which a promposal is obviously just how kids are asking their dates to prom, and they incorporate lyrics from a Morgan song or a Taylor song.
I saw one. I'm gonna need some whiskey glasses. Are you gonna prom with me?
Oh.
It's like, that doesn't make
that
sense.
This is one. It said, hey, I know I'm not Morgan Wallen, but let me spin you around prom.
I just want to spin you around this dance floor.
There's one where the guy's like, hey, I want to take you up, down, up, down, up.
Huh?
No, that's not good.
Wait, that's not going either?
That's not good at all, man.
No. Okay, I'm Amy. That's my pile.
Okay, thank you.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
2 years ago, Isabella's a 17-year-old high school student when she's not feeling very good, just not... Energy's down, not something's wrong. Goes to the doctor, and they tell her, you have severe kidney failure. You're going to need a new kidney, or it's over. Like, you're not going
to say it like that to her. You need a new kidney, or it's over, kid.
That's not the best way to say it.
Wow, that doctor needs to learn how to talk to people.
Bedside manner.
Yeah, so she has an at-home dialysis machine. She's been on it for 6 hours a day since then. She's in college now. She still needs a donor. They've been putting it on Facebook, and they're like, we got to do something different. They did billboards around the city of Atlanta. The first weekend the billboard was up, someone driving down the road saw it, and it said, and it's her face, and it says, be my hero, and there was a website. Someone logged onto the web, went to her website, read her story, and said, hey, I'll go get tested. Perfect match, and now they're going through the donation process.
Wow.
From a billboard. It's a big green billboard with her face on it, and it says kidneyforizzy.me. And just the website, right? You don't want to put too much up there. And it's also smart to use a face because it makes it a human.
Yeah. They connect to it.
Yeah, it's not just because I've seen before different things where it's just like, hey, you need a kidney, will you? But no face. I'd even put somebody's face on prettier than me.
Oh.
Oh, so if it were me, switch.
Yeah. Yeah, I get like somebody better looking and be like, sure could use a kidney.
Okay.
Would you? You know, people want to help people that are good looking. And so, but good for Izzy.
Yeah, she's going to get a kidney and she can continue her study. She goes to Kennesaw State University, going to get that degree, get that kidney, and let's go.
Because I don't think you ever have to meet the person until later. It's not like you're holding, holding hands going into surgery.
Yeah.
They'd be like, you sure does look like Ryan Gosling, but okay, let's just give him a kidney. That's all they need to know. All right, Lunchbox, that's a great story. Seriously, that is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it, well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.